Bodies are only as real as the constructs we make from them. Bodies are only as real as what our minds tell us is the case. We all at heart have a real us, an image apart and separate. And while we may get a little too down to earth at times, it's then easy to step your brain back up and find something else that reminds us that we are what we construct. We are what we instruct. Your warm, heavy breasts are teasing you. The image of my breasts pressing down on your face, giving you something to suck and worship and bring your brain up to, is also filling you. Your mind opens up and you feel it. You need it. As I might lay my hands on your breasts and knead them like dough, rubbing the warm individual areas, rubbing over the whole and entirety of you. Rubbing, squeezing, tweaking, massaging, and those actions are enough to stimulate the breast tissue, make it grow, make it warm, make it big, but also to stimulate your brain and make your lust and desire for this form and its functions bigger and bigger, more and more complete and whole inside your mind and all over your body. And that's okay, because you get to feel it. That's okay, because you get to know it. Reinforcement is the name of the game, and your body reinforces this new shape because it's already what you crave. It's already what you wanted before I started, and now that I've started, you remember being under, being, idolizing that Mirabelle form, idolizing that big-breasted, breast-worshipping feminine form with the smooth skin, the curviness, the simplicity, the grown-up form, the fully grown breasts, the way that they will become a part of your mind, the way that they will become a part of your body, is by rewiring how the body perceives. When you run your hands there, clutch your hands a little bit away from your physical chest, and your breasts will rise to meet them, grow to meet them, grow into that squeezing, grasping embrace. And this happens chemically, and this happens mentally, and this happens inevitably, because I am here creating the lustscape of your mind, and what you lust for is that unique, not quite sexual, pure, relaxy pleasure that centers in your breast, centers in your chest, centers in your mind, following behind my words, which always move a few steps ahead and define the new space, creating structure, lending you my structure and instructions, your mind and its new construction, following, providing me the materials, providing what I need. You there, clutching at space you may at first think is ethereal, but later realize is really what forms your mind in the first place. And I don't mind. You're a little behind, but it's okay. Growth can happen. Lessons can happen. So much can happen, and all it takes is a snap, and then you're already in the place where your mind is focused around your breasts, already there, your face turning down to look at them, your lips clutching, kissing, wanting, licking, breasts big, warm, perky, pert, nipples wanting to worship and kiss and lick away at mine as well. The act of wanting breasts on your chest is the same as the act of wanting breasts on my chest. Generalized acts of worship and enhancement, generalized dances. We together dance where your brain falls under and I provide the other part and the music and the set and the scenery and the body you'll be acting in forever and onward. And then it's no longer an act. Then it's the squeezing of your grown and growing warm breasts as you groan, knowing those breasts control so much of you, and someone pinching the tips and guiding your nips could pull you behind them and lead you down, deep down, deep down to where I retrain your brain by directing its attention to those breasts. And even after I'm done putting words in your head, even after I'm done spinning story after story into you, you will still be able to clutch and pinch your nipples. You will still be able to squeeze them and feel the way they remain under me, for me, and the new, unique pleasure they provide that is closer to relaxation than to sensual demands. Yes, demands. Often it is the case that we feel demands when it comes to our sexual desire, but your breasts are a little different. Your breasts are a little bit more enhanced than normal. Your breasts are the center of your desire, and therefore they can feel more as we talk of body and mind and your breasts and mine, and the way you fade and the way you sink and the way pinching one nipple is enough to leave you satiated and drooling, with your mind bathing in a white hot pure reflection of reflected lust, refracted from my desire for you, which is made into those breasts. My desire is for you to feel pleasure and relaxation mingled as one, a new invention tied to your breasts, unconventional but pure, the way it fills your mind, the way it opens the door to so much more pleasure. So many more lessons, so much more instruction, and the construction inside your brain is mine to keep shoring up, building outward, and you will give me the materials, you will give me the time to make this something more than merely ghostly, more than merely what it was before, and to make it the truth of you. This is the truth of you, that your warm, heavy breasts on your body as your body is reshaped, leaving behind the old body template and seeing the new body template I've put in your mind, even in the mirror, even clutched in your hands, even wet between your legs, even aching, gasping all along your smooth skin, the little scratches of my ideas, of my rough squeezing, of my reminders and reinforcements, finding your skin and making you shiver and tingle and want and nod along and feel how nodding makes your big breasts jiggle and the tips get a little firmer and your mind feel like, yes, this is worth growing into. These big warm breasts are definitely desirable to grow toward and into and squeeze and let myself learn from them. Learn from a different, more holistic and good for you pleasure without any prior associations that exists independent from all else except me.